But is there any practical way, you know, to keep terrorists out of a mall if the whole point is, you know, open access for customers? Come on in and spend some time with us. What practically can you do?
Yes. Yes, Chrissy, but actually malls have limited accesses. They may have several of them, but they're not infinite the way a downtown area is. Therefore, access control can be alert. There can be the sense of watching people coming in who don't fit the profile of usual customers, and then taking response to it. But the thing to remember is that as a result of this, these horrific issues, these horrific pictures that the New York Times photographer has produced, it's going to create some pressure on mall security in this country as well to make sure that there are evacuation procedures that have been tested, that there are lockdown procedures, that there is coordination with police and other special resources to keep the places safe.